Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Angry Man on the Side podcast. I am my coming piece, and to my right is
Alan Sharp. Look for me, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, baby. You ain't seen me yet, just keep looking.
This has been an interesting week, to say the least. I have Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and I have a lot to say about that. And then there's Madden 10, and I have a lot to say about that as well. So what would you like me to begin at?
Start with the Madden.
I hit the good points first. I like it. I like Madden. It's way more fluid. The demo is but
is boo boo.
The demo speed isn't. I don't know where.
I told you
why it was like that. But the game is still regular season Madden. They really made it a point to emphasize staying in the pocket, because you get all kinds of just spectacular protection. It's almost, I want to call it cheating protection.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're in the pocket, boy, it don't matter who your offensive line is. You're getting something. You're going to have like a good 7 seconds at least. So
yeah, you're right, man. That's too crazy.
There's a hint for you. Stay in the pocket. Graphics, man.
It's Madden. It looked like a real football game on, like every other year do. So
yeah, but that's the thing. Every other year, like, oh, it looks so real, but then the next one, it looked more real.
But it's like, what kind of word can you use for it, though? It's like the third year that the thing looked like TV, you know? Like ESPN.
As a matter of fact, my mom was in the kitchen and she said, the season started already?
But that's just like last year when the cable man came to the house. He like, oh, a game on today?
Okay.
He thought he was missing something. I said, oh, no, man, it's the 09, man. He was like, oh, dang.
So,
yeah, that's every year.
He was like, okay, well, then they can't do that much with graphics anymore. But somehow they do. So,
soon we're going to be good. Playing real life TV. You remember that little retarded virtual... A little retarded hologram game that used to be at the top.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's going to be like that pretty soon. So, it's a lot I don't like. I'm trying to get all these good things out because I know once I start, I'm pretty much going to just go on and not think about what I like. So, I bump it. For some reason, they decided that they wanted to add something quote unquote unique, where just because the player is open, he will only pass it to them accurately all the time if he's Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or or Drew Brees. No, one play, no, I kept doing it over and over. One, because I just couldn't believe what was going on, and two, I wanted to see if the same thing happened last year, where when you pick the same play over and over, they can, you know, see and figure out what the play is.
Yeah.
So they either the quarterback was stupid I was playing with. I mean, either the middle linebacker was dumb I was playing against, or they just took it out. Well, I'm glad they took it out, because if you pick the same play over and over, and then they figure out that play, and then you audible to something else, they would know that, even if you never picked that play. I thought that was dumb. So.
Yeah, that little smart read.
Yeah.
That's just some Madam Gypsy read right there. They read tarot cards and stuff. Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't know the audible, too.
And then, so I played with the Redskins. I know Jason Campbell is known to overthrow his receivers sometimes, but it's not like 30 yards out the way, it's just if they were a little taller, they would catch it. That's how it is. So this play I picked 4 times in a row, because by this point I was frustrated. I didn't care if it was sports now. I didn't care about punting. I'm just like, what's wrong with this dumb? Overthrows the man 20 yards to the left every time. The man is wide open now.
Is he on the back foot?
No. I'm in the pocket. I just told you about the pocket. I ain't got to even be in the back foot. I get 7 seconds plus some time. Mm-hmm. So,
20
and it's not only that, 20 yards. He keeps throwing it right to the defender. I'm glad he has some sorry defenders because this dude made interceptions every time.
You know what? Maybe they got a new playbook called Cheat.
It's something.
You remember, I threw it. You remember Mutant League.
I'm sorry, the referee.
Right, quarterback.
No, man, you laughing. Not, it makes sense now. Maybe that's the new mode we ain't know about.
Yeah.
People figuring it out early.
Nah, who knows?
But you got to keep in mind, though, because the game is still fresh. I promise you, if you can get on this internet right now and find at least 20 glitches for it already.
Man, I don't care about the glitches, dog.
Man,
I did these 4 plays, and I threw the ball differently every time. The first time, I tried to lead him. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to. I tried to lead. I held it. So the first time when he threw it up, I'm like, dang, that's kind of fun, but I guess it's my fault. Because I was holding to the left. Second time, I kind of talked to the left. Same exact thing happened. Third time, I ain't touched nowhere but the button to pass it. Same exact thing. Fourth time, I held to the opposite direction. I can understand it happening, you know, like once or something like that. And I'm 0-5 right now. I'm bringing that up because that's part of my frustration. That's not why I'm harping on this. But if I'm throwing somebody open and they want to say, okay, it's a new mode where if your quarterback is kind of questionable or the team you're playing with, then things like this might happen. I can understand that, like once or twice in the game. But not that drastic and not that often. So, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a pass coming out. Don't worry about it.
Man,
it's a 35.
No, it's a Madden. For anybody who has Madden and is trying to do the online league and is telling them to pay $9.99 for it, the reason is the redemption code for it is in the back of your manual. Just so you know. Now, why there's a need for a redemption code if you bought the game? Because that is the reason why we bought Madden again this year, because it's supposed to be updated, right?
Yeah.
So why on top of $60 are we paying another $10 for the updated mode that they added? Since that's why they couldn't just come out with a roster update.
I don't know. They might have had a conversation with Activision, man. Who knows, man? Who knows? Madden will be a good pilot for, let's see how dumb America is in the U.S. and Japan.
But like I said, it's really fluid. I like that because now when you're running the ball and things like that, it's not so bent out of set where, oh, you're running this way, so now it's going to take you 5 more yards away from running before you can turn.
Yeah,
it's more fluid with pivots and everything.
Yeah,
I've been shaking the mess out
like
of some
that.
People, boy.
it's sort of like NBA 2K. NBA that 2K9 I was telling you about, man. That's what I'm talking about. That fluid motion that you got, they let you like control the character, like control, not that 10-yard cut, but you're cutting that 15. It's a lot more fluid, like the spin and stuff. It's not, I don't know how to describe it. I guess it's not Super Nintendo-y, where it's like rock, paper, scissors.
Super Nintendo-y. Like WII or Nintendo E, like Nintendo Wise?
What's the difference?
Super Wii is not that bad.
What's the difference, man? I don't see the difference. But anyway, yeah, I like that, man. I just like how the dudes move, man. That's kind of fresh.
I talk about online. That's something good. I wasn't kicked out of any games. Man, so far, I just got to give a thumbs up. But yeah, I thought it was a problem that would never be fixed because it's been the same problem since, what, 01? 2000?
back when the Genesis was online.
So, after 2006, I pretty much gave up on it. I said, okay, EA just ain't going to fix this problem. But
I don't know. I ain't played till 07, so I don't know. And then we ain't play online until PS3.
It's been the problem every single year. Getting kicked off, but you still online. So, that's a good point. I don't want to make it sound like I like the game, but
it's patchable, man.
No, it's not patchable because obviously I don't see a problem with it. Unless it's just me, man. I don't know, because most people are playing with teams that have great superb quarterbacks, and I see why. So, but that's dumb though, because now it's gonna just get repetitive really quick because you're constantly playing the same teams over and over. Like last year, I'm always playing the Cowboys or the Patriots.
The Cowboys were squad last year too, boy. I gotta get a new one this year.
Madden,
I'm waiting for the Michael Vick update.
Oh, I didn't even check to see if nobody picked them because.
You know what? Yeah, I ain't even checking to see if he was on.
No. Somebody did pick the Eagles against him. Somebody did. Yeah, Donovan McNabb was pretty accurate, I guess. So. I don't know. I just noticed these things. And part of the reason is because I was picking the playbook. Because my old playbook, they took like five formations out the playbook. I'm like, what's the point?
Nah, it's a play pamphlet. So your old pay plan pamphlet is good, huh?
Yeah, so part of the reason I'm 0-5 is because of the new playbook. So I don't know plays when I'm in a situation. I'm running out of time because I don't know what to pick. I don't know what's where. But all in all, it's Madden, so you feel compelled to play it. Especially online.
We are Madden beasts.
But when I'm sitting there looking at these games where only one of them, two of them I would have lost, regardless of if my stuff was working, just because the person was that good. It just would have been closer. But three of them, man, would have killed the man. I had 3 forced fumbles and 3 fumble recoveries, but the whole game I scored 7 points. I don't know. This is why I say I can't judge, man. Because even though online works now, I thought online worked last year, so I will not be reviewing Madden. I'll probably just talk about it when we talk about what we've been playing.
To be continued.
Yeah, this is just a longer version of me talking about it right now, because this is my first sit down with the game.
Well, forget it then, man. What about the Marvel, man?
Oh, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. How do I love thee? I mean, Capcom came through online. It's great. I'm going to try to talk about the good points right now because there's one bad point that I'll probably rant on. And you're the angry guy. I'm going to call him Cool Collector, man. So I really don't want to show that side. But, okay. This is a warning to everyone. If you really just have to talk to people while you're playing, then by all means, go for it. But if you don't want lag, I suggest whenever you create a game, just cut the voice off, because it will lag and you will lose. You will see yourself hitting the character, but you're the one losing energy. And you'll be trying to figure out, huh? And if they pick who you pick, you're going to assume that you're the other side because you're hitting them, but you're losing energy. So, of course, your eyes are going to play tricks on you. Oh, I'm on the right side now.
That right there is funny.
My record right now, I think I'm on about 3-1. Win, loss.
No,
so, something around there. Should be way higher.
Probably 4-5.
I think, no more than 4-1. But it's some
13.
Some people out there that are really good that surprised the mess out.
Give a shout out to Ozzy LG.
Oh, ooh.
Watch LG. That guy's freaking great. Look for him.
I come in peace. Look for him. He's freaking awesome. Now, but I like.
Don't look for Allen Shaw. He'll mess up your record. Don't look for him. Run. That's why they don't show the names of who you fighting. They just say, hi, this is your opponent. Because if people see my name, they just going to run.
So
they take off, man.
It's, I suggest everybody gets it. The little problems I have with it is what I'm talking about with the lag. Only time I experience lag is when voice is on. And maybe once or twice, someone's connection is happening really just bad.
Crazy.
So they did a good job. I don't know about most people, but whenever we play back in the day, we turn the speed all the way up, damage all the way up, and we cut the time off. So now,
yes, because real men can't be contained to only 99 seconds.
Well, it's also because you like to run a little bit, but you fight, which brings me to my next situation that I'm really not fond of. Runners, why do you play a fighting game if you just gonna run? I can understand if you're losing, this is your tactic to try to come back, but why are you gonna run?
You start the game backwards.
Fight.
How you start the game backwards?
I mean, you run, but it's a strategic type of run where you attack also.
That's called a super dodge. It's not running.
And you remember how you got with Tubby. But that was
thinking. I just used that to think. I didn't want to get touched. I needed my boy's energy to come back. I'm thinking of a strategy. That's all that was. You know, it's like playing chess, but, you know, you got to keep the pieces moving. Or else you're going to lose them. So, nah, I don't know. I don't run, man. I'm thinking strategically, thinking about something.
What
am I going to eat for dinner? Oh, yeah, I'm still fighting.
I hate runners, man. Even in first-person shooters, I don't hate snipers. I hate snipers that just sit. People that just sit back and that's all they do. They like that time Alan and I were in the tournament. The little thing on that website.
Yeah.
We were dogging them, so they hold up in the house, just snapping the whole. It's like. Come on, man. I'm having fun. I'm not only having fun because I'm dogging. Because remember, like I was talking about kids on too last week.
Yeah.
I wasn't dogging. I was getting thrashed. But I was having fun because we were fighting. I came to fight. I ain't come to look for you. I ain't playing peekaboo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you go and you purchase something called Marvel vs. Capcom 2 fighting game, why are you running?
Angry man on the other side.
There's no. There is no reason why the timer should run out and I win. Now, see, this is me. I'm not complaining because I lost. I won. But I'm tired of winning because my third character is full energy and your third character has blocked my special. So you lost. Oh, there's no. I'm tired of texting people around the screen. Everybody, okay, you want to pick your little Cable, Magneto, and Sentinel, or Cable, Sentinel Storm, whatever. Do it, but fight me. Fight me.
Very angry man on the other side over there.
I lost a couple times because I wasn't used to them. But I see the strategy. It's like, are you really just going to sit back there the whole time? Their strategy is to make you block the whole fight. Not moving block, just block, because they constantly send. Okay, this is what they do. They have Cable with the quick shot and throwing a bomb so you can't super jump away. So they got that going on. They got Sentinel coming out with his assist, throwing the three things across the screen. And they'll either have Storm doing the Typhoon going straight up or Magneto. Or they'll fight with Magneto and have Cable coming out doing a little shot. No,
it's funny.
I mean, like I said, it's a good tactic. If you losing, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no hope. Okay, I'm gonna just out. I gotta win this. But from the get go, I can't. I hate fighting people like that. I win, because, I mean, as long as you come prepared, they're easy to beat. But, man, still, man, fight me. I got a fighting game to fight. Not to sit back and block. Wait till you make a mistake and then capitalize on it. That's when it gets fun. Then they jet across the screen. That's so quick. When you do get the super jump off and go after, they done dash back the way you just left them. That's how. What you been playing, man?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Let me see. I think I might have tossed Fallout 3 back in. Hey, man. I was playing Fallout, right? And I got this mission called Strictly Business. I got to go, you know, I'm with these dudes, they slave traders. So I'm going to catch some slaves for this dude under the table, you know? He gave me this gun that hypnotized people, and then I talk them into putting this collar on that make their head blow up if they don't listen. Man, that's hilarious, man. Hey, the gun's so funny, they just start standing there, they start drooling and looking retarded and stuff. It's so funny, man. Hilarious, but that's about it, though. I ain't really been doing squat. Yeah, I just been taking it easy, letting the PlayStation breathe. Just got back from Carolina, too. That was good. I ran to Carolina like I run to the corner store, run with Dixie. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to run to South Carolina real quick. Yeah, I'm at the bottom of Florida, too. It's 300 years to get from Jacksonville to the Deerfield. Then you still got to come all the way to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my gosh, man. That was a trip I thought would never end.
How long did it take you to get there?
10 hours.
You had the PSP or were you on drive?
I was driving, man. Heck, no. Nah, it took longer than that if I wasn't. Yeah, the PSP was there. I used it to go to sleep. I got 30 minutes worth of sleep.
How you use the PSP to go to sleep?
Because I know sitting in the car, I had to do something else in order to get sleepy and fall asleep. So I just cut on, I don't even remember what it was, man. It was something on Super Nintendo. And I got a whole stack of Super Nintendo RPGs. So I just picked one, started it, and got my 30 minutes and woke up and finished. Dropped my child off. I told her buying the car just in case I forgot to tell her when she got there. That was it, man. I was out of there, boy. Had to come back and do this cast here because I want to hear what was going on. What I miss.
Man.
And I miss my dress and stuff here, man.
It was just a frustrating process because I have high hopes for this game, man. Marvel was. It was more so the community that let me down on Marvel's Capcom. Capcom did their job. Shorter. Dog. Tell me why. Why we got delayed 2 weeks after the 360 for 6 kilobytes.
I mean, actually we needed a whole new demo.
Nah, man. I don't want to hear that.
We needed a whole new demo, man.
Nah, that's because they heard my podcast when I said it better not be no 40 kilobytes. That's what happened. Like,
that's hilarious.
That I come to people that has a point.
But you know what, man? That cell factor, man, the cell factor was like that, too. I had to get another demo.
No.
In order to download.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Because, I don't remember us having to wait for no cell factor. I had to wait for Marvel's Capcom.
See, yeah, cell factor one of those secret shooters that don't nobody know about, man, with psychokinetic powers. So you like Bison with a pistol? It's fresh, man. Serious, bro. You can teleport through walls and stuff, man. Cell factor. Man, we talked about cell factor before. Get it. Get on. Get pimped. See, that's the thing, man. Everybody, too many people on these games, they just don't like to lose. Ain't nothing wrong with losing. Losing make you tougher.
Well, that's how I feel about Madden.
Everybody watch Dragon Ball. What happened when the Saiyan be near death? They come back stronger. So get your tail whooped sometimes. It's all right to lose, man. Take it in stride. Learn from your mistake. Come back harder. That's all it is. I like losing. It don't bother me none.
Well, that's how I feel about Madden. My record is disappointing to me.
And you're probably having the time of your life.
But I'm enjoying the game.
Yeah, see?
Until the flukery
occurs. Yeah, well, you know, you can't. I don't count the flukery, man. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Dang, get back a little wuss, man. Lou, you can't keep your record willy-nilly perfect and whatnot, man. You're going to get your tail whooped, man, because I'm out there. So you're going to get your So you're gonna get whooped by somebody. Take it in stride. That's all you can do, man.
Man, that's...
Playing this dude today, man. Playing this dude today and tomorrow. You know, he whoop him a rump. I start coming back on him. You know, I cut the BS out and start playing the game for real. He quit. Middle of the fight.
Yeah.
What the heck is that, man?
I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened. Because I know, because I've been there. I've been there before. What happened is, you feel like you're on a roll, and Juggernaut come out of nowhere, and you be like, oh. And it throw your whole rhythm off. Now, me, I play through it. Him, he ain't know how to recover.
His only recovery was
the umpire, the Ethernet cord.
Hold on with them. the hold the PS3 button and quit. But well, yeah, man, not, you know,
that was fun.
I mean, man, just lose, man. Dang, I take my losses and, you know.
And steal. That's what you do. your losses and steal.
That's right, copycat Negro. hey, man.
Matter of fact, you sound like a new kid that's saying, man. I just might.
Only thing, if I could change my icon to the Sharon gun like I got on my Facebook page, oh yeah, I would. Seriously, hey, that's my profile pic right there. Just looking at you, I'm stealing it from you. As soon as you check me out on Facebook, I'm stealing. What you doing? What kind of techniques you got? Oh yeah, Kakashi my favorite, man.
So, all in all, like I said, I haven't had more than a few days with these games, so I can't really review them. But so far, Madden, I would say it's a... Okay, if you like some people that buy Madden every other year, and you bought Madden last year, I would say rent it. And the reason I say that is because the graphics are great, the fluidity is great, but to some people that's not enough, because the modes are pretty much all the same. So, if you're thinking about going to every other year, just go ahead and buckle down and get this one, man. It's a great game so far. The reason I say this, though, more so is because online, you don't get kicked off for no reason, which is my biggest gripe with Madden every year. So, with that fix, to me, it warrants an extra fix. Like, I had it last year. I didn't want it this year, but I got it. I'm going to keep it. It's worth it to me because they fixed online. Even though they have all of those other problems, no, that's how it is. You fix one problem, another one pop up. No. So, Madden is cool. Marvel, go get Marvel. Hit me up, add me. I come in peace. Add him, Alan Sock, with a K, and let's get it. All right, let's get it on. Basically, because that, I love that game, man. When I'm having my troubles with Madden, I run the Marvel, and I feel comfort. So that's my happy thought. I feel like Peter Pan. I'm like, just fly off it in a second. But
angry man on the other side, people.
I just said I had happy thoughts. How am I angry? But happy thoughts. Happy. Joy, joy.
Hey. Angry man on the other side. Just scroll, take the slide bar and scroll it back and listen to the beginning of the cast, people.
Why are you bringing up the past? We should be focused on moving forward. Yeah, but for the news, I want to start out with Wolfenstein, because All right, you can smack and cheese.
Angry man back on this side, people.
What are you angry about?
Every good hooker needs to retire. Wolfenstein is one of the oldest hookers in the video game world. It needs to be done. Leave Wolfenstein alone. It must be got a PC collector's edition. See, I ain't even let you finish. God, that's just a name that shouldn't even been brought up, man. It's dead and buried. Leave Sleeping Dogs alone. Be for real. Stop playing. But go ahead and let me hear so I can be even more angry.
Well, the developer for Wolfenstein issued a challenge where he said if Wolfenstein sells more copies than Madden, then he'll give everybody who purchased Wolfenstein their money back.
Wait, what was that? That sounded like somebody know that something is some crap. But hold on, repeat that, man. Repeat that.
But every copy that Wolfenstein sells, if it is more, equals up to more than what Madden sells, he will refund everyone's money back.
Y'all ain't getting y'all money back. Hang that up. That's like me saying, yeah, if that guy over there throws the sun at me, I'm giving everybody $100. It's just something that just ain't gonna happen.
Well, I think it's kind of, smart.
Man, the only way that they'll sell more games than Madden is if they got some bucket naked ladies on this game. That's the only way they're gonna outsell Madden. That's it. If I could shoot a nipple off, I'ma get a copy. Just cause somebody said, yeah, man, you can sharp shoot the nipple off. Oh yeah? Oh yeah. So nah, man. Yeah, I don't care, man. No, it ain't gonna happen.
Like I was saying, man. I don't wanna use the word smart. Maybe cunning. Cunning. I think it was a cunning move on his part. Because there will actually be people out there who will think, hey, I might get my money back. I'm gonna pick it up. And maybe try to talk other people into it. I think he'll sell more.
Very underhanded tactic.
I don't think he, well, I know he won't sell as much as Madden.
Not for the game.
But he will get additional sales, I believe, for issuing out this quote-unquote challenge.
Man, this game got to be just nasty, man. I'm talking about you running through the map. Dude run up on you, your melee is a power drill or something that you jug something out of them and you can see all the gory detail. That's the only way they gonna do it, man. Wolfenstein is dead, it's done.
Well,
what they need to do is bring back the old Bond. Just remake GoldenEye, remake the original GoldenEye.
Oh,
like, the same way they did Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Yeah, just same way they did Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Just do that to the GoldenEye. $10. And bow, the world is happy again, man. Why, man. Man, come on, man. Why waste your time developing all this new stuff?
They can't do that.
When all the classic stuff was the best.
They can't do that. Because that's just some fact that I think Nintendo owns that.
No, so you might be right.
Yeah. I really love that, though.
you don't probably remember the old Perfect Dog, man. But the Perfect Dog, boy, that's the only thing that stopped us from playing those GoldenEye, man. Oh my goodness, bro, the laptops, man. You can throw the laptop in the corner of the roof, man. People running the room and you just getting kills for nothing. It's like, what's going on? Oh yeah, the laptop. You can shoot at somebody and run from them, lead them right to your gun, then you got like two people on your team, man. Oh man, that game was fun, man. That was a good title, boy. Even though you needed the RAM cartridge to play it, it was still a good title.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Batman. I got another reason to get it.
To be Joker.
that's a good reason, but I got another reason to get it.
What get better than being Joker?
Man, if you buy Batman, on home, you get a Batcave with the Batmobile inside.
Can I drive this Batmobile?
No, you can't drive it home. You teleport.
You know what?
Instead of holding your fingers to your forehead like Goku, you hold your fingers to your PSP.
You know what? Well, why can't I jump in my Batmobile and simulate a ride over to a new area or something?
They can do it like the old Batman stuff. Like, remember how you said a little holographic thing in the, kaleidoscope thing in the background?
Like they were going fast.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, that's kind of fresh, though, with a little Batcave, dude. I love to take a little honey down there.
They need to let people come to your house, man. Why don't let people come to your house on home, well, man? It's like bring a little honey through or whatever, man.
I don't know when, but
it's like what's the point of decorating my house if I can't show it off to nobody?
Well, hopefully with this Batman that lets you have Alfred in there serving
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's an impression right there.
Oh, this guy's balling. Hey, man, we already on the internet. This ain't no different than Yahoo Chat. We lie on Yahoo Chat. We finna just lie on home. Only thing is, you can see our lies instead of just hearing about it. Yeah, they might as well just go ahead, man, and just let us bring the honeys to our hive. Because, you know, you be standing out there, you getting your Mac on and stuff, and then you got some flamer running up, interrupting your conversation. It's like, hold on, chick, what is you talking about? Oh, that's somebody. Like, don't sit your rump down from well. You know, you ready to fight, but you can't fight on home either, which I guess is good, but
you can fight. You can dance fight.
No. But I'm not finna run in there and punch somebody in the neck, man.
Why you listen all them trees when I said,
yeah, hey,
I got him. I got him, y'all. We got them, listeners. One for us.
They had an update or something. What, about to slap somebody? At least let me shoot a bird or something. Dog, I need some kind of gesture that I'm angry. Except for sitting there pouting.
You can't shoot a bird on home.
Why not? Just let one fly by and we shoot at it. And that's simulating the middle finger. That's shooting a bird, ain't
wow.
I'm saying, now, it's ways to get around stuff now, man. We can get around some things now.
Wow. Then you really just come up with that.
That's a good one. What you
mean? Have you been thinking about that? That's what I'm saying.
No, that was on the spot right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that was on the spot. But still, yeah, I love it.
A little animation?
Yep.
Just like the next one?
That same is? Yeah, hey.
Oh, my goodness.
They got salutes on there. Who I'm saluting? How many people in the military actually get on home and say, hey, I'm from the military, salute me? That's the salute is retarded.
They probably have a salute to go on with the like SOCOM and games like that where people that work together in teams, so what they about, have a squad.
What about the people that want to shoot a bird?
I don't know. Maybe you should write them and tell them about it.
You know what? I sure should.
You can go to the little home suggestion.
Yep, you're right. I know where to go for them.
Go to the forum, let them know what's on your mind.
I should.
Oh, man. So,
when can we bring the honeys back to our cribs? Allen Shop. I have lots of honeys who need to come back to the crib. I have invited numerous honeys to my crib, yet they couldn't come.
Is it gonna be like the hot coffee on San
Antonio? Hey, it ain't happening. We was going to play PlayStation.
Come over to my crib for some coffee.
We was going to play PlayStation, man. It's a kid's show. It's a kid's show. Kid's show.
So, speaking of saluting, Mag got pushed back. Are you interested in Mag?
Who cares, man? The game looks so freaking fresh. I don't expect it to come out on time. Who cares?
But, I mean, it hasn't been, like, completely just bad.
You know what? I don't even care. That's how you know it's going to be good, people. When they play with the release date of these titles, you know you got you a winner. You don't have to review another game. You don't have to read about another game ever. Just find out when the original release date is and find out when they push it back that first time, because the first pushback means it's a good. Why? Because they like yanking our sacks. Metal Gear 4, prime example. bought a whole PlayStation for this game, people. 2 years later, it seemed like. Was it? How long was it actually?
Two years later.
Just when you just like, PlayStation 3 just getting so dull. They had a release date
for Metal Gear.
Then they pushed it back a whole nother year. And when it finally came out, it was good.
It's still good to this day. The good thing about this one is usually when they push things back, they don't really give a date. They'll be like, oh, well, it's being pushed back to like
fifth quarter. Yeah. Fifth quarter 2011.
Or summer.
They give you a date that's never gonna come. Ninth quarter 2012. Man, get out of here. I don't care. I'm just gonna wait for the game. I'm just gonna wait to see the commercial and say, oh, that's out. And then I'm gonna get online and see. GameStop.com. And then I'm gonna see that they got it in the store. And then I'm gonna be like, oh, let me go check that out. And I'm gonna screw that.
Well, the release date is now January 26th.
2012.
2009. Or 2010.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Let's push forward.
You messing with me now, boy.
Nah.
Hold on. Now, that game ain't even out yet, but it's supposed to have a game
out. I got pushed back. But pushed before. But January 26th, and usually when you have a date, that's what I call a date.
Yeah.
When you have a date, you know, that's pretty solid. Usually if it gets pushed back again from something like that, it's like just a week or something. So.
Well, you know what? I don't know about that. Because they yanked us with the Marvel.
No. They didn't yank us with Marvel. That didn't happen.
Yeah, they did.
Marvel.
June 29th. No,
because it came out, which meant it was done.
June 29th.
It didn't come out for us. And to prove it was done, it was a 6 kilobyte download.
No, man.
You don't tell me it took you three, it takes 3 extra weeks to put together 6 kilobytes when I can go to the computer, open up WordPad, and type a short note, and it'll be about 30 kilobytes. Don't tell me that, man.
No, man. It went from June 29th to July 13th or 14th or something. Then they got pushed to August.
It took 2 months.
Yeah, basically.
To make 6 kilobytes.
Bro, I fought more than 6 kilobytes of poop. So I don't get it. Who cares? We don't care. It's out. Alan Sharp.
I'm still mad at Capcom. I'm going to let them off the hook a little bit, though. You know why? Because we got some plus games about to be coming out on PSN, man.
Oh, yeah?
They got some stuff, man.
That's Mega Man X?
It's supposed to be coming out soon.
That's X?
They got, I'm going to tell you, man. They got Capcom Puzzle World.
Boo.
Resident Evil 3, Nemesis.
Okay.
Street Fighter Alpha 3, Max.
Okay.
Darksiders Chronicle.
Okay.
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, hey, I remember that one. Yeah, okay.
Mega Man, Maverick Hunter X.
Okay, that one I'm
Dino Crisis. Mega Man
Dino
Powered
Crisis
Up.
Wasn't all that hot. Oh, Mega Man Powered Up was kind of weak.
Capcom Classics Collection Reloaded. And Power Stone
Collection. No!
You serious?
That's what I saved it for last.
No! Oh, man, quit messing with me, dog. You did that about the Strega, too, man.
That's a long time ago.
That's
man.
All right, man. I still be looking for that game, man. I be checking, like, I go Google it, go to YouTube, and type it in or something, see if I see something. No, PSN coming out. Man, when the Power Stone coming out for them?
They haven't given them dates. As I said, in the near future, these 10 games will be released. But do you really want a date from Capcom? I really don't
want
to.
I don't want no deal about that too much.
I just want to hear this Thursday. Especially, that's all I want to hear.
You know, I don't even want to hear it. I just want to be strolling through the store on Saturday and say, oh, Power Stone, and downloaded and everybody done got good. Why? Oh my God, boy. Power Stone, boy. Oh my goodness.
Well, you know, it's a lot of people out there that really don't know about Power Stone. So what do you have to tell them about Power Stone? First of all, Power Stone came out on the Dreamcast. When was that? 98?
The same year my daughter was born, a few days before, as a matter of fact. It came out on the 9th, 9/9/99, when it came out.
Can it make off? 9/9/99.
Oh, man, memories, man. So, y'all boy remember we used to be at the highs on the Power Stone, man.
I remember playing Power Stone.
Getting down, man. Nigga, we just throwing everything at somebody, man. Just like, oh, Lord, boy, it's the nigga who can dodge the best gonna win. That was Power Stone right now. You had to come up with some sneaky ways to cut folks off. Yanking on them poles when they chasing you. Shook the box and then came back with your kicking stuff, man. Oh, man, Power Stone, man. Stop it. Stop it. Power Stone 2 was straight because it was Power Stone. You know, they kind of kept the same theme, but it was just, you know, it got a little crowded every now and then. Four people on the screen, you don't know who you want to bust in the head. And it was pretty much that thing of you want to sit back and let everybody else kill each other off. But then time run out. Time run out and stuff, man. And I don't know. Power Stone 2 was straight. Power Stone 1 was the shiz knit. Boiler the hell. That is a fresh game, people. Look for it. Power Stone. If it's in the store, ask no questions. Steal your mama credit card. No, do not steal your mama credit card, because you're not finna be trying to blame me for no mess. Get the game, man. Just get the game.
Man,
I repeat, do not steal your mama credit card. I maybe just have to tell my cousin to cut that out. Y'all stupid. Y'all people is dumb, boy. I have a 40-year-old man going to jail in the city or wherever he's stealing from trying to sue me because I said it on the podcast. Get the heck out of here.
Hey, that's why I got to leave it in. Because you said don't. So.
Yeah, slip of the tongue. Oops, my bad. Do not steal nothing to get the game.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not be a baser. Goodness. Just ask for permission. Goodness. But, oh, man, yeah, Power Stone, man. You done made my day, man. I think I'm finna hit it on that.
Come on, you gotta give them a
little. No, review. I ain't giving them nothing.
You gotta let them know about it. Otherwise, they don't know why to get Power Stone.
What I'm finna get the world excited for? Capcom to keep on pushing it back.
No. You're doing is you're giving them a reason to look for it so that you have more people to play.
When it's in the store, we can talk about it.
Nah.
Yes.
Man, people gonna have to save up, man.
No. You ain't got to save up $10.
We don't want them to steal, as was suggested earlier.
Man, all the people. No, that was a slip of the tongue, sir. All the people that bought old map packs, man. Who bought the Call to Juarez map pack, man? Just four little maps. No new guns. No new characters. Just four maps. No. That's crazy. Save your money and get Power Stone, man. Let them put some new people on the game first before you.
So, what's the fighting like?
Let's see. What game? I guess, what was the name of the Marvel game?
Marvel?
Yes. I can't think of it. It was the Marvel game. Marvel Nemesis. Remember that game?
No.
It was a fighting game, but, you know, you run around, you can use your environment, and basically you just trying to kill your opponent. We used to play that online, too, man. Oh, man, that used to be so fun. It was like playing Power Stone online. Then you could switch up and go back to being Spider-Man again. And, oh, man, that and Marvel Nemesis was tight. It just was never enough people on it. Now, that's one they need. I think that's one they need to port PS3 right there, Marvel Nemesis.
What was that for?
PS2.
I don't remember.
What?
You can probably. Well,
I'm gonna download it on my PSP, man. I'm gonna download it on my PSP. Let you get a little sample of it. But it was a PS2 game, fighting game, fresh. Puts in the mind of Power Stone. That's the only reason I liked it. I'm mad you ain't play it. Where is my freaking Marvel Nemesis?
I ain't got it.
It's been years too. That's when we was on 441. Golly. Back when Comcast did good service. Metal Gear 2 was hot back then too.
Oh, the crazy one? Where you beat it?
I mean, not Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear 3.
Oh, okay, because we know Metal Gear 2.
When we first started playing the Gear,
play with your head, man. Anybody who has played Metal Gear Solid 2 and has not beaten it yet, I'm just letting you know, you may want to just clear your mind before you beat it, because you're going to take in a lot of information.
You know what? Oh, screw all that. Wait for it to come in the store. It's coming. It's coming. They already got the one for the one. So just wait, it's coming. They got to do it in succession. Now, if they bring back the versus mode on Part 3, now that'll be tight.
Man, they won't do that because aren't they selling stuff for the Metal Gear Solid 4? You don't know. They're supposed to be coming out with another, I think, Metal Gear Solid Sports Resistance.
What it's supposed to do?
What was the other one? Wasn't that the game plus the online mode plus something else?
But it already come with the game and the online
mode. But I think it's a different type of online mode.
To do what?
I don't know.
We still, what you mean? You get on Metal Gear, you kill. How you make that
different? Is Metal Gear Solid 4 online different than Metal Gear Solid 3 online?
Different stages.
But that's it.
I can't say because I haven't played it. It's a little different.
It's sitting
right
there.
It's a little different, but I mean, you know, hey, supposed to get better with age.
Well, I don't know.
Snake dead. So how they gonna make another one?
Man, did you not hear E3? It's 3 more Metal Gear games coming out.
Man, I think I'm done with Metal Gear, man.
Why?
Cause man, they yanked me too long on Part 3. I ain't got nothing left to yank. They yank, I'ma be emasculated. So if another Metal Gear come out, I'm just as emasculated, man. They gonna yank
till they come out, or if they tell you it's coming out.
If they tell me it's coming out, man, I'ma be good as emasculated. I'm be waiting and waiting, like them chicks do. You know how us pimps do the chicks.
No, I'm married. I'm not a pimp.
Don't act like you ain't used to be no pimp now.
I'm married.
Now hold on now. Yeah, that's now. But I'm saying don't act like you don't remember now. Used to have chicks stalking me. Oh, where your cousin at? I mean, no, man. I remember them days, man.
Whatever.
That boy used to have to leave the prank messages on the voicemail just to fool them and stuff, man. I remember them days, man.
Oh man. Hey, remember the one? All I can say. What's up? And then, boy, I have many long behind messages of people talking to me like I'm there. Hello, are you still there? I was going to put that back on the other day.
Oh, man.
Oh, perfect, man. That's not perfect. So, anyway, man, I want to wrap this up. Wolfenstein, you'll be reviewing that.
No bleep I won't, unless I'm shooting off nipples. I told that I heard, man. I gotta shoot off.
Well, you don't know unless you play it. You have to go into it with an open mind.
No, I don't. That's just like somebody inviting you to a gay club. Talking about you have to walk in with an open mind. No. It's just some things you just ain't gonna do. Some stuff is just against your religion. No.
Man, all I'm saying,
it's one right up the street. Now I get some people to go with you if you talk about having an open mind still. Now
all I'm saying is that in order to review the game, you have to have an open mind so that you aren't looking at it from one perspective.
But I'm going to. I am Wolfenstein racist. I'm like the KKK of Wolfenstein.
What the
heck? I hate that Dago game. It's just so stupid.
Well, you can talk about if it got more stupid or better.
I mean, they just unreal, man. Just leave it at Unreal Tournament, man.
I'm still messing around with Madden and Marvel, and I might give Blazblue a try then. I think Gamefly sent me one. But you know how that goes. My screen is burnt for too long.
Good luck on the Blaze Blue thing, man. I ain't playing no more fighting games until it's a Power Stone or a Power Stone Acolyte. Meaning if they happen to port the Marvel Nemesis over to the PS3, man, get it. It's great.
So, if they can only get one, what would you tell them to get?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
What's the difference?
I tell them to get Marvel, man. What you mean?
Oh, what's the character?
Yeah. You Magneto, man. You could throw cards at people and you just, it's a fight.
So they got cards on there?
Yeah. You Magneto.
Wait,
and
hold
you
on,
tossing
hold on,
cards
hold on,
at people and stuff, man.
Hold on. I'm forgetting that the PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast, PlayStation 2 was out.
After?
Yeah.
After Dreamcast.
Dreamcast was a PS1.
Yeah.
So it was upgraded, so it will be more and better stuff.
Yeah. It was online.
Because you said card. I remember on Power Stone, you just toss some chairs and tables and plants.
Yeah, but on Marvel Nemesis, you throwing cars and...
So why is it not an automatic win for Marvel? Characters plus bigger stuff.
Yeah, but Power Stone is just... I mean, like, Marvel is so... Marvel is just... It's Marvel, man. You know what I'm saying? When you're fighting, y'all breaking it. I mean, everything is done violently. Power Stone, you need finesse.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You gracefully escape by the hair of your chin, but yeah, you ain't scared because you know you smooth with it. And
you ain't scared, flying over the table.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Back,
yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
it's not
it's,
like
Power Stone
over.
Got
you can't
Power
fly
Stone
over
is finesse, man. But that Marvel, man, I mean, you could be running from people. It's like, say you was in a real X-Men movie, like in the monster finna get you.
Jackie Chan?
That's Power Stone. See, Jackie Chan uses finesse with his escapes and things. That's Power Stone. See, Marvel is just like, yeah, you running from somebody and they trying to chase you. Yeah, you can slang a car in their way, slow them down and stuff until you can get to some ground. Oh man, that game used to be so fun, man.
You got me wanting to try it, man.
Dog, I wish I could find it, man. That game was fun, boy. And then we used to get online with it. That back when, like, we used to play Fight Night and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That just, oh my goodness.
Oh, Fight Night Round 4 has a.
I still haven't played it.
No, they have a downloadable content for boxers, so, which I think is odd. Huh? But you get. De La Hoya, Klitschko, and two other
fighters. Oh, I could be Klitschko.
For $5.
Oh, no, I don't want to be Klitschko. No, I don't want to do that.
Why weren't they in the game originally?
Come on, man.
Man, I think...
It's a business, man.
I think Activision is rubbing off, man.
I told you.
Well, because EA was doing better. What is this, man? Why you ain't putting the box in the game? You got a boxing game that you're touting as, you know what I'm saying, the best.
On a Blu-ray disc.
Hold up. And your direct competition is the UFC game, and you holding back the charges more?
Hey, the UFC game is tight.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's
a good game. I played that.
I outsold Fight Night.
I played that. I ain't played Fight Night.
I think it outsold Fight Night.
It probably did, man.
If they're being outside, they gotta come out.
That,
you know what I'm saying? Guns blazing.
But you know what? All the UFC games was tight though, man. Even back on the Xbox One, man.
Cause they come out once every 7 years.
And that's what it is too. And they always have a good roster. They always have the good fighters and the crummy ones. Just like, oh, this sorry cat on here, okay. But and it's like, dang, man. They always just make them so tight, man. It's like, dang. And this one here ain't no different. Except for, only thing is, the graphics better and the fluent motion and stuff again. Yeah.
So, anyway, man, it's just about time for us to wrap this up. So, everybody go buy Marvel's Capcom 2.
Wait for Power Stone. Find Marvel Nemesis. You got a lot of homework, people.
Now Nintendo's out, got any online leads going on, email me, angrymanonthesid@gmail.com. Hit us up, invite us to some games, just send us some messages, some emails, holler at us, let us know what's going on, what's going through your mind about the podcast. So, till next week, have some fun. Stay away from me on Marvel, we ain't ready to accept a loss.
Don't stay away. Embrace the loss. Love the loss. Enjoy the loss.
Hey, y'all, go enjoy y'all games.
I suggest you watch the season of Dragon Ball and then come back and you better embrace losing. Get his tail kicked.
We out. Peace.